Tony and Jake of GymNav. Share with us today how you can go from Microsoft Paint, PowerPoint, screwing up, having a website, having an app, and actually launching a successful business. To stay tuned, a Knucklehead Podcast coming at you with another episode.
Choose not to live in a world of filters. Realize your mistakes. Set the foundation for your success. Get some wins. Knucklehead Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Knucklehead Podcast. You've got with you today the Knucklehead, and I'm excited to have another round of founders. It's incredible the opportunity that that exists in today's marketplace. Seeing first to market businesses go out there and pave a way that creates opportunities for other businesses to come in and create a superior product or outperform them with service. It's incredible. And today's story, I cannot wait to have these two guys drop some really good information onto YouTube. And with that, I kind of want to preface this with, listen, this is Knucklehead. Nobody's perfect. The way that our business started, largely it was founded upon mistakes, right? But as most everybody in business and or sales knows, what you try to do is you try to minimize those future mistakes by learning from the past, or you can learn from mistakes from some other folks. And that's what GymNav's founders, Jake and Tony, are going to be here to talk about today. So gentlemen, I appreciate you taking some time and welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, guys. Absolutely. So GymNav, when people think about a product that revolves around gyms, I got to ask y'all, how did you land on the fact that this was going to be even an opportunity? Did y'all download maybe a competitor? We won't give them a shout out here, but did y'all download a competitor and just experience this whole frustration of the pain that consumers are having with this particular product? Or how did you come up with this idea?
So this is Tony. And so what kind of happened was about 2 years ago at Easter, our families were getting together. We were teammates. Jake and I were both Green Berets together in 10th Special Forces Group. And we just gotten back from our fourth deployment together, and we were out traveling, doing all our different training in between deployments. And we ended up going in separate directions, trying to, maintain our health and fitness while on the road. Came back and basically said we had the same common issue. When you go to the gyms, you feel kind of alienated. The prices are skyrocketed, probably 400-500% of what a membership day would be. And then, they might want to hold your ID card while you work out, like you're a criminal. And then after you visited this place, you get a slew of marketing emails asking you to come back, even though you don't live in Biloxi, Mississippi. You were just there for a week. And so we kind of came up with that, and we looked around, and we didn't really see anything that could fit that that mold for us. So we decided to develop ourselves.
I love that. And you just hit the nail right on the head with the slew of marketing messages. I think the last six gyms that we've been a part of ever since I got out of active duty out in Okinawa, it's amazing. I still get messages from gyms in Colorado. We live in Texas. It's like, well, come on now. Know your audience, right? In that sales 101.
Yeah.
So Jake, first of all, I appreciate both of y'all's service, and it's incredible that that you can leverage a lot of the skills and policies and procedures, frameworks, administration that you learned while you're in the military, and now you're applying them in business. So Jake, tell us a little bit about how that transition's been.
Yeah. So the transition over, I left active duty about a year before Tony did. So I kind of was, getting my feet wet in that and starting to play around with the business and everything. And it was a learning curve, definitely. You have to realize, pretty quickly that you're not in the military anymore, and a lot of that structure and a lot of the way things work that you're used to working smoothly don't work that way. And then you can take that one of two ways. You can either make an excuse that, hey, I've got a background in the military and it's just hard for me to work with civilians, or you can internalize it and go, maybe it's hard for civilians to work with me. And if you think about it that way, you'll get along a lot better in the civilian world. So anybody that's kind of going through that process, it's really great to, are really helpful to kind of take it back and take a look at yourself on it. And I found that to be very helpful.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you, because what you just insinuated there and kind of what I largely experienced was, first of all, that conflicts happen with miscommunication, right? A completely different vernacular, completely different set of terms and the way people use it in the military, in service. You're trained a certain way to interact that way so you don't create confusion. But going out now you're interfacing with, or now you're talking with civilians all the time, business, you know, whether they're investors or customers. You got a story of what one time where potentially a miscommunication caused a little bit of a conflict that you had to de-escalate?
Nothing in particular, really. When you're coming from Econo, it's pretty much, you know, nothing held back there, no filter. And going out into the civilian world, it was, you know, one of those things where you go, okay, you can't, some of the words and some of the language you're using. And I think one of the bigger ones, I guess they do have an example. I had a software developer that was working on a research and development project that I was on for a civilian company. And we were bumped up against a really tight deadline. And I really went and got into his ass one day about just saying, hey, look, it's time to do this. You need to do this. You need to do that. He kind of shook his head north, south, you know, kind of what I was expecting. I went, okay, perfect. That's how that was supposed to go. And I got a phone call the next day and they said, hey, you really hurt that guy's feelings. He's really upset. And we've had to talk to him about it. He's taking a day off of work, the whole thing. And, you know, like I say, I could have taken that one of two ways. I could have taken that as, well, that guy's just, you know, he just needs to toughen up. And I went the other way. I went, well, I'm just not in the world I was in before. When I'm talking with my, you know, former military buddies or something like that, we can act like that. But sometimes out in the civilian world, we got to play to their reality, you know, and that's where we're at. So those kind of things made me adjust quickly.
Yeah, it's almost painful hearing that. I know exactly where you're coming from, though, where you deliver a message and
right.
I think it hits home. You're like, gosh, all right, here we go. On to the next thing, only to find out that the class, you know, you just left a, you know, you created a little bit more of an issue than what you originally anticipated. So I appreciate you sharing that. Just real quick, then, Tony, in your experience, because you're out, you're in New York right now, or where is it that you call home?
Yeah, so we just moved to the New York City area last week because I just got off active duty. I'm actually still on my terminal leave right now.
Wow, that's good for you. I think they call that being resourceful.
Thank you.
And interesting. We had a guest on the podcast talked about how it's not always a lack of resources. It's just a lack of resourcefulness.
Yeah.
And what you're doing right now is you're being extremely resourceful. You know, getting a startup up off the ground. Tell us a little bit about ClassPass and maybe how you're different than some of the other people that you're doing business with, that you're competing against.
Yeah. So some of the competition that's out there, the funny thing was we actually decided to make our application completely separate. We didn't even know that they existed. ClassPass just wasn't really popular out in the Colorado area where we were stationed. So we'd never heard of it. And so we started building and somebody goes, hey, you know, you're kind of like them. And I was like, oh, really? And we looked at them and we were like, oh, yeah. Well, one big difference is that they are still a membership. You still pay a premium. Like I can't quote their prices, but you're going to pay monthly and it's going to give you a certain number of credits to use their stuff. For us, we are a pay per use. So we give you that control. If you don't use it, you don't pay for it. That's the way that we designed this so that you could diversify your workouts. Whether you belong to that CrossFit gym and you want to do yoga, well, if your CrossFit gym only offers yoga on Sundays, but you feel that your pattern of life allows you to do it on Tuesdays better, well, we want to give you that resource that says, hey, look, find a yoga studio nearby, and you're good. And then the same thing for people that are traveling, you know, hey, you know, because we have no boundary within the United States. If you want to, you know, if you're going to travel to California, for instance, and you want to try something new. I think people associate their good experiences while traveling with what they did while they were there. You know, people might say, you know, in Salt Lake City, I went skiing and, you know, I went to this awesome restaurant and then I went to did yoga in the park and it was a wonderful experience. Well, you can do all three of those in many other locations nationwide. It was what you did there. And that's what we want to give you. We want to give you the opportunity to do things you've never done in areas you've never been.
Tony and Jake of GymNav are out there hooking and jabbing, making some things happen. Just a quick break from today's show with a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, it's Chris Hoffman, CEO and founder of Vet Training Coaching and host of the Ambitious Vet Podcast. You're listening to the Knucklehead Podcast with Stephen Cullen. Let's go out and make those mistakes and get better one at a time. Let's get it.
That's a really stark contrast between two, not just two choices, but giving control back to those that, quite frankly, that's what they want. Consumers want to be able to have control. We live in the information age. People can go out there and largely do what it is that they want to do if they're just given the tools to go out there and do that. That's what I thought was so interesting about your product. So with that being said, let's dispel some myths here real quick. So in order to found a tech business, you have to come from, you know, a significant lineage and this prestige, you know, line of family money. So, and especially if you're talking about special forces, military, there is a lot of small business that comes from the military specifically, but more so on the special forces world, just because of the way that you're trained. But let's dispel this myth. Both of y'all don't come from, you know, buckets and buckets full of money. This came from resourcefulness. So how has it been to bootstrap? Or am I judging off an assumption that that isn't true? Did Granddaddy finance this whole operation for y'all?
No, he definitely on neither one of our ends. We both came from the same thing. I came from a very, very small town in Idaho. I mean, they had about 53 people in my high school class. I mean, nothing like that. I mean, we just very, very lower middle class family. I mean, we, one of those, just like a lot of the other people we'd run into in the military, you know, had everything we needed, but, you know, didn't go without. But it was one of those things where nobody came and wrote us a check or anything like that. And Anthony's experience, was the same way, and one of the biggest things on that was that people that think that you have to have something like that are the same people that think like somebody's going to come to your house, kick your door in, pull you off your couch and make you successful. It doesn't happen. It's not even remotely a thing. I mean, we had no clue how to do any of this stuff when we started. We basically just started off with, well, we have this idea and we like the idea, so we want to roll with it. I mean, it started out to where we had no idea even how to make an app or how to do anything. In fact, the first version of GymNav was a Shopify store that it was on a Shopify site. And this poor young lady from the Shopify help desk was trying to tell me how to make something that didn't exist. And she's just, I'm sitting there trying to describe to her. Anthony and I sit there and stare at each other over many, many evenings, just sitting there going, what is this? I don't even know how to make it. What is this going to be? We didn't know it was an app or anything. Then we went and like, okay, well, then we had a website, and the website was kind of a thing. And the way that the prototype, you basically just have to start. And I told Tony this story before. And it's funny because anybody in the military has used PowerPoint, so they would definitely understand this portion of it. Everybody knows PowerPoint. So my first time in the military ever having to use PowerPoint, I went into this little room and the instructor comes in and says, all right, I want you to use them. I want you to make this products. And it looks like this. And he pulled up this little thing and it had pictures and slides. And I was like, okay. So I opened up Microsoft Paint. And for an hour and a half, uncorrected, I used Microsoft Paint to recreate what this guy was doing. And finally, somebody came over and helped me out. And I felt really foolish, really stupid at first. And then the instructor came over and says, no. He's like, that's good. He's like, that's good. You just started. He's like, you got other people over here that haven't even opened up their thing yet. You just started. And that's the whole point. It's just literally, if you have no idea how to do something, just start. Like, and I have no other way to describe it other than, even if you're like, I need to make a rocket ship. Okay, well, draw one first. You know what I mean? And then make one out of popsicle sticks or something like that. But Tony, how you feel on that?
That's true. I love that. And I love to pass over to Tony too, because Tony, you and I were talking a little bit whenever we first connected, you could hear life going on behind me. And it was largely just this coordinated effort of just trying to, rein in chaos, so to speak. And much to, you know, to Jake's point there, it had nothing to do with, accomplish something significant, had nothing to do with knowing how to do it on the front end. It just, you got to start somewhere, right? And then manage the chaos in the meantime, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, for us, it was realizing that opportunity was out there. Sometimes it just takes that nudge to just realize you're even capable, you know, and then having the motivation to take action, and not being afraid. You know, you can eat that elephant one bite at a time, and you'll be surprised, or you can stare at that elephant in the room and it's scary and it's huge. You say, I don't know how to eat that. Well, one bite at a time. That's all you have to do. Just take action. You know, see what's in front of you. Don't be afraid of it and start. And, you know, next thing you know, you'll have an actual product out there or whatever you want to accomplish. You know, if you want, it sounds kind of cliche to say it that way, but it's real. You know, for us, when we were building the prototype, we went out and we were so proud of this thing. And I wouldn't even want to show you today what it looked like, but we went out and we sold people on an iPhone this product, and people signed up. We went into 42 gyms in 3 weeks because they liked the idea. The product was whatever. They liked the idea, and that was what propelled us to that next level. And that was, you know, like, we're talking $100 to build this quick website you would see anywhere else. And it's like, hey, look at what we did. And people signed up. So I think sometimes, yeah, like Jake was saying, just taking that action.
Yeah, we call that here at Knucklehead, we call that get some wins, right? And largely our audience is not, I mean, our audience enjoys the fact that we're not perfect, right? And the guests that come onto the show, a prerequisite is almost like, come on, guys. I mean, just let guys or gals be honest about some of the things that you've screwed up. And quite frankly, that's what endears people to you, is because instead of you trying to act like you've got it all figured out, and largely none of us do, there's not one of us out there that has the answer for everything. You can't be a beta about the process. You've got to go out there and be willing to go get your nose kicked in, your tooth, you know, your teeth kicked in, your lip bloodied, whatever the case may be. But in that instance where you're learning or you're screwing up, that's where all of a sudden the magic happens. That's what sets the foundation for your success, so to speak. So good on you. I really enjoy that story that the 42 gyms in 3 weeks. I didn't know that before. That's really interesting. I got to ask you both a question and then we'll wrap with this. At what point did you almost stop?
Oh, that's a great one. I could jump on that one first. Take it. And then, Tony,
take it.
So, I mean, it's happened a lot of times, and Tony and I talked about this morning about, a couple different times we've lost momentum, and it was just because of frustration of going, I don't know how to do this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what this is, and this seems really hard. And if you, to go back to Tony and eating the elephant one bite at a time, if you look at that whole thing, it's scary, but really when you get down in there and you just start doing stuff, it seems so much easier. It was so daunting to look at it. And so there was a couple times where we figured out, where we're like, okay, if we lose momentum, if you don't try to do something every single day on it, it'll never be successful. Like, even if it's 1 inch of even 1 inch of progress every single day is better than, you know, work on a little bit here, work on a little bit there. I mean, we have to be very clear on one thing. It never moved anywhere when it was just kind of a thing we were screwing around with and just a hobby or something like that. Like, if anybody listening is really passionate about something, they really want to do something to give it a try, you really do have to give it your all. Now, that being said, we don't sell your house and have your kids sleep out in the tent. You know what I mean? You can still do these things. You don't have to give up everything, but you do have to give it more focus than I think what a lot of people do. And anytime we didn't give it that amount of focus, it felt we were really close to just kind of giving up on the whole thing.
Oh yeah. And I'll say, you know, there was a time where I didn't think it was going to exist. One of my problems was there was a point I was scared of taxes, right? I was terrified. I didn't know anything about them. I took an accounting class online just to try and understand this. I didn't know anything about taxes. And I was like, I think we're screwed. So I didn't do anything. I just sat there and looked at the product and didn't do anything. And then I had a conversation with a buddy of mine who's an accountant, and he's like, dude, you don't owe any money to anyone. You didn't make any money. You've only been losing money. You're fine. That next day, we hired a development team.
That was because the catalyst, yeah, that blew up right at that moment.
Because I knew there was, it was okay, go forward.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Right when you feel as if you're at your breaking point. Typically, it's when you're the most uncomfortable, and y'all can validate this through your experience with Special Forces. When you're at that most uncomfortable, quite frankly, just on the other side of that is when you have your biggest breakthrough. I mean, it's just par for the course. It's consistent throughout anybody's story. So I appreciate y'all sharing that. It's not always, those aren't the stories that you will get, because quite frankly, business owners, they're good at what they do, right? Business owners are good at what they do, and that's what they sit there and talk about. Largely what we wanted to chat about here was, what did you screw up? What did you mess up? And where did those breakthroughs take place? So we appreciate y'all diving into some of those experiences and sharing that time with us. Tell people how they can get in touch with you. Where can they find the app? Where can they find how to support you? And then we'll wrap with that.
Yeah. So you can find us at www.gymnav.com. That's just going to be the site that takes you there. You learn more information about us. You can email me personally at tony@gymnav.com. And then we will be in the iOS and Android will be built. So we'll be in the Apple App Store and Google Play as well. April 22nd.
Yep. And you guys can find me or just email me at jake@gymnav. Our Instagram is just gymnav. It's an easy one to find. And then, the website's the best for finding the, you know, updates on the app as far as we get it going. And then we're going to put up some stuff on there as kind of how we built it, how we got there, you know, so that'll be a cool spot for people to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think the merit, we had a Green Beret who's been on our show one time before, and he talked about how specifically when it comes to a service, or excuse me, specifically when it comes to a product, don't tout the fact that you're, you know, you've got military experience, or talk about all of the things that you did while you were in. Why don't you just go out there and build the best thing that's out there? Because you got the best training. Why not go leverage that training to go make it happen for yourself? And that's what I see y'all doing. It's kind of amazing that another Green Beret yet would come back up with that same story about 40 episodes later. So we appreciate y'all kind of doing right by other entrepreneurs that are out there, leveraging your experiences and the learning lessons to go out there and make it happen for you. So Jake and Tony, they just told you exactly how to get in touch with them. We appreciate your time, guys. Anything else you want to leave with?
That's it. I appreciate the time. And if anybody has any other questions or, you know, wants to know more about our story, just shoot me an email. I'm happy to answer and communicate with you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Well, with that, another episode of Knucklehead Podcast. You can listen to us every Tuesday. We come out with new episodes. We try to provide not just an opportunity for you to learn, but an opportunity for you to take the experiences of other people and see how they apply to your situation. We also know that there's entrepreneurs that are out there like Jake, like Tony, who their experiences, quite frankly, the mistakes and the learning lessons that they had to go through could help you in what you're currently going through. So they told you how to get in touch with them, connect with their social media channels. And obviously in April, or if you listen to this after April, make sure you go to the App Store or Google Play and download GymNav and leverage it, leverage to its fullest potential, and just put another tool in your bag, in your arsenal, whenever you're traveling to stay in shape. So anyway, with that, we appreciate y'all. Have a good rest of the day. See you guys.